Welcome back. I'm Rich Stiles, and we're with Dave Zinkand of Zinkand Golf Design. And Dave, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it.
So tell me what you're doing up in Bluffton. I find it interesting that you're building what some people may call two-thirds of a golf course.
Yeah, building a short course. The owner of Cachese had the opportunity to purchase 56 acres across the street with the intention of expanding the amenities there. And so they have the 12-hole golf course that we're building, which is par threes and short par fours, as well as a restaurant planned over there on that side of the street. And it's been really fun. It's really, we've got almost everything shaped in now and are getting rolling with the irrigation and looking forward to dialing in some details and getting it finished.
Dave, 12 holes, was that the game plan at the beginning, or was that all the room that you had with the property that they purchased?
It was more tell us what you would do with this than anything, and we went through some iterations to come up with some possibilities for them to review and consider,
Okay.
and ultimately we zeroed in on the potential to create a couple of loops that are a little different in sort of degree of difficulty and a putting course. And so essentially creating a section at the front of the property closer to the entrance that is continuous turf and really offers the novice golfer all the way through the highly skilled player a fun opportunity to play a very playable stretch of five holes that are all par threes, short to medium par threes, and that really give a chance for, like I said, that novice player to get it around without really being overly intimidated, while still providing a lot of interest with bunkering and perimeter pins and the kind of things that you need to develop not only aesthetic appeal, but really kind of develop the strategy. Then on the second loop of holes, it's a seven-hole loop that heads out to the back end of the property, the west end, and it meanders over and through some wetlands, with some carries and the whole development of how it relates with those wetlands, how the bunkering and green complexes were developed, that all leads to a more of a challenging set of golf holes and really trying to really give some fun, tempting opportunities for the players to take some risks. And have fun out there. The key word from the owner was fun. Really set
Okay.
us up with holes that don't get too long and really allow the player to be tested, but to go out and enjoy themselves in a relaxed manner.
Well, that five-hole loop that you've got of par threes, that's obviously going to test their short game and their long iron game or hybrid game.
Correct. Yeah, we've got the really all sorts. It's funny because obviously there's an existing 18-hole course across the street that Lacour and Ben Crenshaw, who I worked for many years, built, and that was both an inspiration but also something to differentiate ourselves from. And so I would say that when it comes to the test, there's a fair amount more forgiveness in the green complexes in general on that 5-hole loop relative to the course across the street. And then, when you get back on the second 7-hole loop, then it starts to really provide some demanding opportunities to really, test the game.
So when you were pitching this and you were chosen, your game plan was to figure out how you could make this 12-hole course challenging, unique enough for the owners to say, we want to make it fun, and you were chosen for that. Is this your first opportunity to build a 12-hole golf course?
Well, I guess the first 12-hole golf course I was involved with was when I worked for Bill and Ben, and we started the preserve course at Bandon, which, funny enough, turned into a 13-hole golf course because Bill added the sixth hole down off the side of the dunes, just a little bit above the creek delta, if you're familiar with it.
Right.
And so that was my first big foray into short course opportunities, and it was obviously a lot of fun in itself.
Well, playing a 12-hole golf course, obviously, one of the things is it's not going to take as long as playing 18. That's probably one of the biggest things that people will want once they decide. Let's say they play Cecchese and then they say, well, maybe I want to play another 12 holes or something, or I don't want to play 18. I just want to play 12. So they don't have to spend as much time at the golf course.
For sure. Yeah. And I think that, that was really the impetus for both the course at Bandon and the course that we're building at Cecchese, that the opportunity for there to be a lot of flexibility in how people consider their visit to Cecchese is definitely expanded in that. So, sometimes people, when they have a short course at a facility available, the first thing they do is show up with the expectation that they're gonna loosen up on the short course and really, get a nice dinner on the first evening and go from there. It seems like at the same time, with the right strategic tests that a lot of these short courses have the opportunity to present, it seems to be a theater for enjoying the remainder of your day at on trips that folks can get together for.
So, pace of play, what, 2.5 hours? Is that what you're figuring on?
Yeah, I would think that we'll certainly be inside of that.
Okay. And it's something that they could do after work, before work, with the family, without the family, with their buds. I mean, it just seems like a nice option, that, people would want to enjoy.
I think it works well for their entire membership. They kind of have a complementary membership with local members and people coming from further afield. So, we're all trying to strike that work-life family balance. It's sometimes it's so challenging to get out for 18 holes on your home course, and when you're struggling with just getting away and having an opportunity to maximize a trip to a course, further afield, like some of the regional and national
Right,
members that Chelsea
right.
have.
And Dave, it's called the Cecchese Creek Club. When does it open, and when will people be able to play it?
Yeah, well, I think we're hoping to have the majority of the holes open in early summer next year. And so that it will be probably a soft opening, and then extend it to the full 12 holes later on as the weather allows. So, It's always hard nowadays to tell what kind of weather you're going to be dealt when you're growing in a golf course.
Right.
So we're fairly reserved on exactly, an opening date and whatnot, but feeling pretty good about where we're at this point.
Well, give us your website so our listeners can see some of the other projects. I know you're doing some in Arizona, Illinois, California, and Ohio. Tell me your website so our listeners can go to it and see some of your work.
Sure thing. Yeah, zincandgolfdesign.com. We certainly have a presence on social media. I've been fortunate to really work all over the country and outside of the country. But primarily the work that I've been doing, spreads me around pretty good. So I've
Yeah.
had a great opportunity to work in a lot of different locales since going out on my own after working for Bill and Ben.
Well, what did you learn from Bill and Ben that gave you the opportunity to take that step to open up your own golf design company?
So when I graduated from Cornell with a degree in landscape architecture, I knew what I wanted to do and didn't necessarily know how to go about it, but knew I needed to. By that point, I had received the good advice from people like Tom Doak and Gil Hance to really get some good construction experience, learn how to build a golf course before you attempt to design one, which is invaluable.
Right.
And when I had the opportunity to, once I graduated, I had the opportunity to travel over to Britain and Ireland on the Dreer Award, and that had really provided me the inspiration to understand how exciting, fun, challenging golf could be built in a very natural manner. And then I brought back all that inspiration and theoretical knowledge, as Bill would call it, and needed to figure out, okay, well, how are these things actually constructed? And I had a little bit of construction experience and developed some opportunities, but finally, when I got the chance to work for Bill and Ben, it gave me the opportunity to understand really how to develop the golf course in a way that is both compelling but presents an opportunity for people to really make decisions, potentially hanging themselves in the process, as I like to say. But really opening up the opportunity for decision making. And I think, one funny thing that you don't necessarily think of when you think of tour players is the fact that I think of anybody in the world that I learned the most about playability from, it was Ben Crenshaw. He was always focused on that whenever we would get together on any project, really trying to make sure that we could get everybody around the golf course. And so it was just really the ability to blend the strategic challenge with that playability factor. And that rounded out that inspiration that I had from being over in Britain and Ireland.
Well, it sounds like you've done a tremendous job this 12-hole course. I can't wait to go up and see it. I hope you'll keep me posted when it's all grown in and ready to play. Dave, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Rich. Appreciate it.
All right, have a great day. God bless.
Take care.